After coming out, I would say I kind of, at that point, I think coming out is kind of this thing where you're just like, here I am, accept it or don't. And that was really hard for me. That was really hard for me. yeah, but it also kind of changed my perspective. And it's like, I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to be happy with the people I want to be happy with. And it's made it a lot easier to be more outgoing and open. And I feel like that definitely showed in Collie too. And our friendship, and like the support we give each other, I think makes it a lot easier to be more open in ourselves as well.
Hello and welcome to Half In, Half Out, the only LGBTQ plus focused gymnastics podcast. I'm Blake, and this week we had the opportunity to talk to the amazing Emma Andres of UCLA. She is the fourth athlete currently competing at UCLA who we've gotten to talk to, which is kind of amazing. We're like only extremely biased. It's both of our favorite team, but we love everyone, sort of, mostly, equally. But UCLA is our like not so secret favorite. And we've both been big fans of Emma for a long time. And unfortunately, Kino had a situation earlier in the day before we recorded this episode. And so she wasn't able to join us. But we were able to watch the Pride meet, which was just a couple days after we recorded UCLA's Pride meet. And she was able to join, and we watched that together. So after you hear our interview from Emma, you'll hear us reacting live to the Pride meet. If you're like, I can't follow what they're talking about, that's fair. It's mostly just us randomly laughing and making comments, but it's not too long. And hopefully you enjoy that. We really enjoyed that meet. It was amazing to see video from Emma and Collie, and we're really excited to see what they do next year as well, when it's a little bit more regular. So without further ado, please enjoy our interview with Emma Andres. All right. Hi, Emma. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So for folks listening, Kino is not able to be here today, so I'm doing this one solo. And so thanks so much, Emma, for being here. I'm super excited to talk to you. And so is like everyone else, like everyone that's listening was like, yes. And I appreciate you so much for like immediately saying yes and like being so down because yeah. Everyone's very excited.
Aw. That's good.
So, weird times. It's March 11th that we're recording this. Yeah. How have you been? Everything's kind of yikes, but how have you been?
I've been good. This year's been super interesting. Definitely a challenge with COVID in school and gym and everything, really.
Yeah. yeah, it's yeah. Kind of like the worst case scenario, sort of.
Yeah, it's a bit, it just makes everything a little bit more challenging, I feel like. But yeah. Overall, what are, I'm good.
What are some of the things that like make it more challenging for you?
Well, all of our classes are online. That's pretty hard for me. I just have a lot of trouble focusing, and it's a lot harder to like be motivated to go to classes when it's yeah. like it's online. And it's not at a specific time, and you don't exactly have to go. So that's a bit hard. And I'm not great with technology, too. Like, I just would prefer to do things in person. So that's been hard school-wise. And then, like, with gym, we have, like, a bunch of protocols.
Yeah.
Wearing masks all the time in practice, going to do testing two or three times a week. Traveling is hard. We have to wear extra masks and face shields, and yeah, it's just like a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah. I work at a university. I'm an academic advisor, so I spend all day with students telling me how hard online classes are. And what I always tell them is like, oh, I absolutely like would not be doing well if I were you guys right now. Like, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not for everyone.
What are you studying?
I'm studying environmental science.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good. How did you land there?
Growing up, I was just super interested in environmental science and nature, the ocean, animals, all that stuff. I really wanted to be a vet for a while, but then I started getting into like recycling and reusing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, for lack of better words. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just kind of knew always that that's what I wanted to do.
That's perfect. You're also in like an amazing place to be doing that too. Like there's just so much, like you have access to so many like ecosystems even.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely in California. There's a lot of different ecosystems here.
Pretty cool. I'm in Michigan. So like we have stuff, lakes, whatever.
Oh.
But we were like, praise everything today. It was 67 degrees and we were like, finally, like it is warm. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cold.
Exactly. Where are you actually from?
I'm from Sacramento.
That's what I thought. I was like, you're local. I was like, you've been there.
Yeah. Yeah. I traveled to LA a lot growing up.
Good. That brings us to a question that like people just asked a lot. How did you choose UCLA?
Oh, okay. When I was growing up, like I said, I was obsessed with the ocean. So since I was like 12, I think I wanted to come here. I was like, oh, this is the only school with a gym team that's close to the ocean. So I was kind of like set on it. And then like growing up, like obviously it's an amazing school. I love the team. I love the team dynamic. That was like really big for me. So that's why I chose to come here.
I love, sorry, everyone else from every other team. I love talking to people from UCLA because everybody seems to have had like to varying degrees and not always with the same people, but like people have had a lot of these like really cool transformational, like gymnastics is fun again, experiences. And UCLA for me was the team that like brought me back to gymnastics and like made me fall back in love with it. Cool. So I'm as biased as humanly possible. Great choice.
Thanks.
So a few weeks ago, I found myself unable to sleep and up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I go on Twitter and everyone is like, go on Emma Under's TikTok right now. And so I did. And I think that's how a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh, like Emma Anders is part of our community. And so what words do you use to describe your sexual orientation or gender identity?
I'm bisexual and I am just assigned female. I use she, her pronouns.
Team bisexual. Kina's going to be so mad. She's not here as like a resident bisexual. I think y'all are, because it's obviously a competition, I think y'all are winning now in the numbers.
Oh, really?
Of like who we have out at NCAA. Yeah. Team bisexual is coming through real strong. Folks had a lot of questions about your like coming out experience, yourself and with the team and all of that. So like to the extent that you're comfortable, what's kind of been your coming out process? Were you out like before you came to UCLA? Kind of like what has that looked like for you on the team?
Okay.
All that.
Growing up I kind of always knew a little bit, but definitely like ignored that side of myself for a while. It was just easier, I guess. I wanted to fit in, obviously. But once I got here, I wasn't out before coming to UCLA. But I got here and just really started reflecting, I guess, and decided to not ignore that part of myself anymore. And think about, like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I having these thoughts? Like, what does that mean about my identity? And I think around a year ago, my friend from home came out to me as bi, and I just said, me too. And that was like the first time I came out to someone. And since then, I've just been coming out to people. I didn't have like one big coming out moment. I don't think I just wanted it to be something about me. You know, I didn't want it to be like this huge thing. I just wanted to like tell people as it came, or they would find out as it went.
Yeah, that's my favorite way to do that too. Especially I think for like you and me and Kino, but like a lot of us who have very like, to a lot of people, like invisible identities, or at least somewhat. Like I see the flannels, but like besides like, but generally speaking, like, is that like people walk up to either one of them and they're just like, you are this exact thing and I know it. Especially for me, like as a trans person, that's like not what people guess. And so it is very much just like a daily, like, do I deciding if you come out to this person and this person.
Definitely. Yeah.
Over and over. How did that shake out with the team?
I came out to Softy first on the team just because we were hanging out and I was just kind of excited about it. And we had just got back and I hadn't really told anyone. So I told her and she was super excited. So that was fun. And yeah, it, slowly the team kind of just found out. My girlfriend and I started dating like 4 months ago. And it wasn't something like I didn't think I had to say it to anyone or come out to anyone. It was just like, it's my girlfriend.
Which is like, I think that's what a lot of people have kind of told us was like the goal sometimes. I think at least like queer people of like my generation have sometimes described that as like the goal, or a goal, is that like you could just be like, oh, hey, this is my girlfriend. And people are like, great.
And that
it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, I think labels are great and super helpful, and that doesn't necessarily always have to be that, and that people just feel, like, super stoked for you. Because you're, like, happy and with someone, and, like, who seems awesome, by the way.
She is. He's awesome.
All right, so tell us about your girlfriend.
Okay. We knew of each other last year. I always thought she was cute. I told her that once we started dating, but she DM'd me this year about gymnastics or something, and it was funny because I had come out a week earlier, or not come out, but I came out to someone a week earlier. So I was like, oh, that's interesting, like, I don't know. And then we just started hanging out and we get along super well. She's amazing. She treats me perfect.
Good.
Yeah.
That's always my number one thing. It's like everybody's being nice to each other. And like we all understand like how this works as adult people. Yeah, the universe just kind of like planted that in your lap for sure.
Literally.
Oh, you're ready?
Yeah. Literally, I was like, the moment, like a week later, she just gets planted into my lap, I guess.
I don't know if you know this or not. I mean, I'm sure you do anecdotally, but statistically speaking, when we talk to like people who are in WAG who have girlfriends, their girlfriends more often than not play soccer or basketball.
Yeah.
And like there's something to it, I think, maybe.
I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing until I came out.
Yeah.
Until I came out on TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. Did people were just like, OMG, of course, a soccer player?
Yeah, I just saw a few things about that. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing, but that's funny.
I'm guilty. I'm sorry. yeah, it's a thing. And with the very first athlete we talked to, Ella, said basically, like, as athletes, you're, like, thrown together a lot. And, like, basketball and soccer are these two places where, like, it seems to be a lot safer or at least more common for people to be out. And so you just have this, like, all these, like, really, like, cute basketball and soccer players, like, walking around. And then, like, of course.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I think people have also mentioned, though, is, like, how conversations they've had with their girlfriends and partners about the differences in culture. Have you all ever, like, had a conversation about that? Like, because it is, like, still kind of groundbreaking for you to be out.
We did have a little bit of a conversation about that. Yeah, because it is, in gymnastics, I feel like definitely less common for girls to be out. We kind of had a conversation about it when we were talking about me coming out or posting her. I just kind of, I had to explain how big of a deal it kind of is. I mean, it's not, it doesn't have to be a big deal, but it does feel like kind of a big deal as a gymnast and on UCLA gymnastics. I just knew, I was like, I'm just going to wait for the Twitter.
Yeah.
to see what they have to say, I guess.
It was real quick.
It was very quick. Yeah.
And, like, to your credit, I, like, messaged you at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning that morning, and, like, that's when you said yes to coming on. So it seemed to me, too, I was like, oh, yeah, like, she's, like, ready in a good way. But I think the last time a lot of people heard from you was, ironically enough, last year, like, after Pride Meet.
Yeah.
When you're on Brew and Banter, because that's when you made your college debut. Which I think is, like, the most beautiful thing ever, even if it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah.
How did that meet feel for you?
It was very different, like, being, I guess, in the closet at a Pride meet. it was a little bit, part of me really wanted to be out and just be celebrating. But I just knew that I wasn't ready at that point. So it was more just about celebrating Kali, which was so much fun. And it was really cool getting to see her come out. She was so brave about how she did it. And yeah, that was just so much fun. And it was really cool getting to wear the Pride cape and run around, even though no one knew.
Yeah.
It was still cool.
I went back and watched, like, that new era and that Brew and Banter yesterday, and I was like, oh my god, I did not realize that, like, that was, like, your college debut, and how, like, beautiful that is, and how, like, universal the stories in that new era can really be. And I don't know, like, there are parts of watching the new era back that, like, would probably be a little cringy for you to watch, but if you, like, start at the Pride Meet part, I think it's really cool to watch it now with that knowledge, at least for me, was just like, this is really awesome. And I've had a lot of moments in my life where I felt that conflict of, like, oh, like, I'm, like, being an ally right now. Okay. But I think it's still, like, helpful to then know that, like, well, if I do come out, like, I just saw how this went with Kali.
Yeah.
A lot of people asked about y'all's friendship. Have y'all just kind of been, like, friends from the beginning? Did you, like, develop kind of as friends later?
Yeah. I'd say starting off, we were fairly close. Like, we've always been fairly close, but our friendship has definitely gotten stronger. It definitely got stronger as last year went on, and definitely has gotten stronger as this year has gone on.
Part of the reason I ask is because we do just, like, find each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even when we're not, like, out to ourselves, like, we still know energetically, like, how to find our, like, safe people.
Yeah, she definitely was a safe person for me. It was really cool being alongside her when she was coming out and everything too, and getting to see her and help her through that.
It's been really cool to see y'all's friendship. And it just, like, you can kind of, like, see this, like, really cool, like, authentic energy. Same with, like, you and your girlfriend.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's definitely how it feels. This year has been full of really authentic relationships for me. Kali is super authentic, super supportive. She's the kindest person ever. I'm so grateful for her.
She was really nice when we talked to her, too.
She's so sweet.
She is. Yeah. Well, like, we've really talked to anyone who's been, like, a jerk or anything. A real little angel. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I think it's been really cool, too, to watch both of you kind of, like, come out of your shells a little bit. I know you're both still, like, relatively shy people. But, like, that you're, like, dancing your ass off on floor every week and, like, smiling and, like, you're on TikTok. I mean, I understand that, like, for y'all, that's just, like, what happens. But, like, you're, like, dancing on TikTok. And you're, like, skateboarding, which is super rad, by the way. And, like, it reminds me of Kyla, kind of. Like, I'm just, like, I don't know if I've ever actually heard Kyla Ross, like, talk for more than a few seconds. And then she just, like, becomes Kyla Ross. And how has it felt for you just kind of, like, getting to evolve with Kyla? You're just kind of, like, express yourself and, like, see your, like, grow into your personality a little bit.
Yeah, it's been awesome. After coming out, I would say I kind of, at that point, I think coming out is kind of this thing where you're just like, here I am, accept it or don't. And that was really hard for me. That was really hard for me. yeah, but it also kind of changed my perspective. And it's like, I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to be happy with the people I want to be happy with. And it's made it a lot easier to be more outgoing and open.
Yeah.
And I feel like that definitely showed in Kali too. And our friendship and like the support we give each other, I think makes it a lot easier to be more open in ourselves as well.
I'm so glad that you guys have each other and like Dom and Deanna and like, especially that's like not just the two of you. Like, I feel like sometimes when you're like, it's just like students having to rely on each other. It's like, but you're both like going through it.
Right.
But like, I don't know, to have all those folks around, I think is really amazing and something that like, I just like didn't think that we would see this soon. And yeah. I'm so glad.
A special place to be in.
You're one of the only people that we have talked to who has been out on a team with another out queer person on their team. And also with queer coaches. I think that's really cool. How has it been for you to have queer coaches around? Did you have queer coaches like before UCLA that you knew of at all?
Yeah, I did. Growing up, I did have queer coaches.
How did that impact your gymnastics experience?
It was really nice having queer coaches in club, just knowing that we were in an inclusive environment. At that time, I just was not ready at all to be out, but it was still nice to have a little bit of representation. And having a queer coach and a queer teammate in college has been awesome. It's been so fun. It's definitely nice to not be the only one. And Kali kind of led the way. She was awesome coming out and everything, and Dom is very open and a great role model as well. So yeah.
Our first episode, like with the gymnast with Ella, the title was like, I think I'm the only one, or like, I'm the only one.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't even mean just like on her team, but she meant like in college gymnastics. Yeah. So I think that really just like struck me as being like, it's been really nice to not be the only one.
Yeah.
And it always makes a huge difference. And I don't think people realize until they have it sometimes, like how huge that is to just have somebody who like speaks your language, who like can exactly relate to the little nuances that know already that like coming out's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
We're also like both bi too, which is extra helpful because like It's like the same like bi erasure stuff and like biphobia crap.
Yeah. Yeah, we deal with the same stuff.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned, just like seeing stuff that people were saying. Overall, like in the last few weeks, how has reception been from folks? Is there anyone that's being a jerk that we need to like go collect? How has it been for you?
It's been good. It was definitely overwhelming at first. I mean, it wasn't overwhelming, like there was like a large amount of people talking about it, but it was just overwhelming for me because there were people talking about it. And it's hard for me already, I guess, to share my personal life, and that's something super personal, but it's also, it was expected. I'm pretty sure like almost all the feedback, or I don't know, people talking about it, it's all been good. I got one comment on my Instagram post. Said seek God. Said no thank you. Yeah. It honestly didn't really bug me. It was just kind of like disappointing to see that person see that. But it was also really fun seeing people's responses. They were really great. It was fun. It was also kind of shocking when I posted. I lost a lot of followers.
Really?
And I was like, wow, like that's just kind of disappointing that people would unfollow me because of that. But then I got better followers that support LGBTQ people. So,
yeah, I mean, like, if not already, all of ours are about to be. But like, that's whack.
Yeah, I thought it was too, a little bit. But
I don't know why I didn't expect that.
I don't know why I didn't either, honestly. I just wasn't, I don't know.
I didn't even think about that. I don't think anybody else has ever mentioned it, but I bet you it's happened to like everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I just was so excited to post. Like, I was just ready at that point. And I love Mia so much, and I just wanted to like share that. I wasn't really thinking about or really worrying about anything. I was just excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff didn't really affect me.
And you can kind of tell too. And I think that like, I don't know. I always, that's part of why I like when people are just like, here's my girlfriend or whatever, because like you're showing all of the like joy at the same time as people are finding out this piece of information. Like they're connecting you and like you being bi to like you being really, really, really happy. And if people then look at that and are like, their reaction to that is negative, like I think that that's like, I can't imagine that it's easy to sit with. We're just like, I just saw so much joy and my response was anger. Yeah. I must be right. like,
yeah.
Many, many more good followers will come. So this will come out after this has already happened. But this weekend is the Pride meet / senior meet. And so it's not spoilers because no one's going to hear it until after the thing happens.
Oh, true.
But what are you looking forward to? Yeah, tell us whatever you can about this Pride meet that people will have just watched and enjoyed.
I'm definitely looking forward to, well, Colleen and I made this video for the Pride meet, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. I think there's kind of a big moment where I mean, it starts off with me saying, Colleen and I identify as bisexual, which to me is kind of big because I haven't really talked about my sexuality. I've just said I have a girlfriend, so I guess it's like my official coming out, even though everyone already knows. So that's kind of exciting for me. We also got to sing, which is fun. You get to hear a song by us or not by us, a cover. So that'll be fun. Definitely excited to just go celebrate, actually be out this time around and know that I'm just comfortable with myself and my identity.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, definitely there's a few other extra rainbow touches that I'm excited for as well.
Yeah. I won't make you spoil anything for me.
Okay.
I am also not going to tell Kino anything about that video.
Okay.
But I am going to put that note in there because I'm going to make sure to capture the fact that she is going to absolutely lose her mind. I will also probably like full ugly cry. That's so cool. I'm really excited that you all are doing that. Yeah, that's gonna be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I also just like so I wrote this document that's like 12 pages long. It's like how to have a good pride meet.
Mm-hmm.
And we send it to teams who don't know what they're doing. But we didn't send it to you all because when we put at the very bottom, like two examples of how to do this right, it was y'all and Pitt.
Aww.
So I have very much trust that it's going to be amazing. Did I raise the bar for everyone by booking a drag queen at the LIU meet? Maybe.
That's awesome.
Still... Yeah, I did.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
We need to do that at our meet.
I don't think it would be hard to make it happen. I had to get someone to go to Long Island.
Oh my gosh.
You are at UCLA Gymnastics. So I think we could maybe scrounge someone up.
Yeah. This year it's going to be a little bit harder with COVID, but we're really excited for our next year's Pride and definitely Pride Month as well. It's a little bit harder to celebrate with no fans.
Yeah.
But it will be awesome, and we're going to go twice as hard for next year's Pride meet. So.
Straight up, that video is going to make me like completely ugly cry. I just watched. I'm very excited, and also I'm glad I know. And I'm really looking forward to not telling you. Okay, so I've got some. There's kind of like the random-ish questions portion.
Okay.
Most of these are questions from Twitter. From the gymnastics world, who is someone you look up to?
It's kind of a hard question for me because like all the people I looked up to were really like UCLA gymnasts or Olympians like growing up. I definitely looked up to Kyla Ross. I have a picture of her and I when I went to the Olympic trials when I was super young, and I was so shy, and my mom was like, you need to take a picture with them and like ask them for me, and I was like, oh come on, like I just want to leave them alone. And I loved Shawn Johnson growing up too. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say like look up to right now, but role models and people like I really respect and strive to be like are my teammates, all of them. They're all amazing and everyone's unique in their own way. And I just love that about our team.
Me too. Lots of questions about floor routines. Everybody loves this year. Any plans or things that you're thinking about for next year?
Actually, not yet. I honestly have not started thinking about my next year's routine. I definitely knew this year we had a general idea for the routine. I always did old rock routines growing up. So BJ was like waiting to jump on that, I guess.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Getting to pick some really cool classics to do my routine to for this year. But actually, no, I don't have any ideas yet for next year. It'll be a surprise.
Well, I'm sure people will tell you now. I half jokingly, half for real, was like, it's okay. I've decided for you. Just like last time I told Morgan Hurd what her bar routine should be, because of course who doesn't say that to Morgan Hurd's face. You know, at the end of Stick It when she does the routine to Fall Out Boy.
I've seen that movie like once, so I have a vague idea. Yeah.
Okay, two things. First of all, as an out queer person, you need to go back and watch that movie, because she is not straight. Like, the entire movie is about the fact that she is a queer person who does not fit at this gym, and you can't tell me otherwise. Also, I think the two boys that she's friends with are also gay.
Dang, I need to watch it again.
We did a whole episode where we like talked about it, and like the more I think about it, where I'm like, that is a gay movie. Like that is a gay person, and that is great. So that's my pitch: is go back and watch Stick It from a queer analysis perspective, and then just do exactly that.
Do the Stick It routine. I'll tell BJ. She might like that idea.
At least the music, or at least be inspired by the music, because I actually think it's like the idea of doing a floor routine to Fall Out Boy is like kind of the most punk rock thing I've ever heard in my life, and I love it. Anyone's gonna do it should be the person who skateboards. That's my pitch.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay, another random one. Do you train all around? Are we ever going to see you on Beam or Bars?
I do train all around, yes. I love Beam. Bars was always like my difficult event, but since I've come here, I've really been working on my form. So hopefully, probably not this year. I'm not training Beam right now because I have a tear in my labrum, in my hip, and everything on Beam hurts. which is really sad because I love Beam and I was trying so hard last year to make lineup. I was so close. But hopefully next year I'll be in on Bars and Beam. I want to do all around. I do want to do all around. It's just going to take a lot of work.
Got it.
Thanks.
You'll be fine. That's exciting. I don't think I knew that. Have you picked up any soccer moves, and who is your favorite soccer player?
Oh my gosh. not really. Sometimes we kick a ball around, but I'm definitely not a soccer person. Like for me, like I'm not good at soccer. Yep. yet. And Mia is my favorite soccer player.
Yep. I was like, that is the correct answer.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Is there anything else that you want folks to know about you, about what your experience has been, like being a bi person in gymnastics? Is there anything that like you know that we missed?
I would say gymnastics is a hard sport to be an LGBTQ plus person in. It's not the most inclusive environment. I don't want to like bash gymnastics at all.
Yeah.
I love it. But the actual environment, I would say, is not the most inclusive. I definitely had an inclusive club team. It was more just me not being comfortable. But yeah, I wish growing up that I did have more representation of LGBTQ plus people in gymnastics, because they're really, looking back, weren't any for me. And I didn't even know.
Right. I think it's so important. Like, it just like, you know, for me, like, it clicked that I was trans when I met a trans person. I was like, oh, like, I didn't even realize that this was an option.
Yeah.
And when your, like, whole life is gymnastics, you're just like, yeah, well, that's not an option.
Yeah.
What? I know that you said that, like, your club team was good. And I think, like, of course it matters if your club is inclusive, but, like, when you know that that's the exception, it doesn't really matter. You're just like,
right.
You still know, like energetically, at least like as a kid, you still like pick up on the fact that like something about this is apparently not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Growing up definitely felt like something was not okay about my feelings, or that something was wrong or different. And I definitely felt, and I think I did it to myself, really. Like, I definitely singled myself out, definitely felt a little bit of the odd one out, but it was in my head. Really, I think there was never really anything in my club that ever made me feel uncomfortable, like, to come out. It was just me. And, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, like, I don't know, that's how this, like, the systemic stuff gets in our head.
Yeah. You
know, like,
that is true.
Not like your fault, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, we knew of, like, a couple out people. I think Kali was, like, the second or third college gymnast that we heard about. And you are the 11th in less than a year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So y'all are making a huge difference. And we already know this from, like, talking to some people who've listened to our podcast, but, like, that exact thing that you said of, like, there just wasn't any representation, like, it is y'all. And, like, not a thing to put pressure on y'all, because you're human beings. You still get to be humans. And that's why I think it's so great. There's, like, 11 of you right now. It's not all on anyone's shoulders. And on your team, it's not on anyone, like, one person's.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely cool to be able to be that representation that, like, I wanted growing up.
How do you feel ramping up for last, like, regular meets of the season, and then postseason's coming up, like, next weekend? How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I feel like our team is going to kill it. It definitely has kind of come as a shock thinking about this being our last postseason meet. I just was like, oh, wow, that's already here. But definitely excited. Definitely ready for Pac-12s. It's going to be my first one because it was shut off a year ago today. Actually, our team was shut down.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that you haven't gone. Oh, that's exciting. So in real life times, good luck this weekend. Good luck with Pac-12s. I'm very excited to get to go to your first one. We'll be cheering you on. I'm super excited to see this video at the Pride meet.
Oh, thanks. Me too.
Everyone listening in the future is going to be like, he doesn't even know. Yes. Where can folks, if for some reason they are not already, where can folks find you on the internet?
My Instagram is Emma Andres. But Emma has 3 M's, and that's it. I'm not really on Twitter. I try sometimes to get more into it, but I never got into it. And my TikTok is the same. E3MsAAndres.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are great.
Did Nora Rick rip her shirt open?
Yes, she did.
Girl. Yes. Oh my God, Mars. Yes. And then Kali.
Kali's like, I'm here. I want those shirts. Do you see Pua dancing at the end? She was literally holding on and going, like, shimmying.
Yeah. Yeah, San Jose has, like, 8 people on their whole team. Did you see that? Yeah. Whoa. What if it's just, like, my Pride Meet playlist?
Yeah, it probably should be.
Well, mine is, like, you would want to cut mine down to, like, the better stuff, because I had to make mine 4 hours long because LIU meets take for, it was an LIU quad meet.
Oh, God.
And so I was like, I made it 3, and then I was like, it could need more than 3. It's possible.
At least they'll probably win this meet.
UCLA strong. For real, Jesus.
I'm glad they're still doing this meet, even though we don't. I feel that about every Pride meet, that they're still doing all of these meets, even though there is no commentary, there is no audience. Like, it's still important to do these things.
Yeah, I think it's like when Pitt did it, I was like, oh, this is actually like really, because they didn't even know that it was going to be streamed at first. Mm-hmm. So they were planning it with the assumption that it wouldn't even be streamed. And I'm just right. Like, yeah, that's like, and same with this. I think especially this year that they didn't have as many, like, that many home meets, and they were like, I don't know. I'm glad that, I mean, I hope that it's true, but I'm glad the seniors were like, yeah, our senior night can also be a pride meet.
Why do they keep cutting weird parts of this song?
I have no idea.
They cut the word juice.
Chardonnay. They just cut Chardonnay.
Why can't we watch warm-ups? So dumb.
I know.
I just love the rainbow balloon arch.
Yeah, me too. Did you see that?
No. Oh.
Kali handed Puller her mask, or like Puller put her mask in the bag and Kali's holding it, and Kali went to go fist bump her and Puller didn't see it, and so Kali fist bumped herself and walked away.
My God.
She was like, and then walked away.
Okay, give Puller Tratz the 9.95 she can deserves with it's senior night. She deserves it. She never gets enough credit on her full. I think her full is great.
That was gorgeous. That was one of the best ones of hers I've ever seen.
And she always has a very consistent. I mean, there's always
but that was the closest to a stick I think I maybe have ever seen.
She just has a very reliable full.
You know what? Chris Waller is technically finally in a glittery face mask.
Oh my God.
We won.
We did win. I don't know why they chose these Leos, though.
People liked them on the internet.
They're just not a pride meet Leo. I want those masks. They should sell them online. I would buy one.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they're bleeping hips. Nora and Mars. Oh my God. Idiots. Mercedes on bars.
I know. Oh, Mercedes.
She did good.
She did. Their Leos are too similar.
I know.
Look at Mars and all her stickers.
Nora is extra Nora today, and I'm so here for it.
Me too.
Okay, so I intentionally didn't tell you anything about the M interview or anything that she told me about this meet on purpose.
Why?
So, just like when it goes to like breaks in between, just make sure that you're still watching, because there's going to be like, hopefully we'll get to see at least one video that you're going to want to see.
Okay. Oh my God. Nia looks so precious.
Is it? So UCLA Gymnastics just tweeted, you couldn't see it on camera, but the entire Bruin squad ran over to cheer on Mercedes in her competitive debut in poly. We're so proud of you, Mercedes.
I was really hoping they would, and I figured they would. Also, Nia's vault was just very good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did. I was like, I'm sure they're just not showing it. I'm sure they did. And yeah. Because she's a grad student at San Jose, right?
Yeah, she did she literally did not, have a single counting routine in poly in 4 years.
That sucks.
But her bars was, she and literally could have been
because she's at a school center. Anywhere else.
UCLA, it I just saw her bar routine, her bar routine today is exactly the same as some of the other girls currently on the team.
Right. It doesn't help that she was in a class that had Maddie and Kyla either.
Yeah. But if she was on UCLA right now, she would be in bar setup.
Yes, 100%. She would.
Oh, man. Shay's vault was gorgeous. If Nia got a 9.9, then Shay did too.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean, it wasn't a stick because of the bounce, but...
But if Nia's was a 9.9, so it's Shay. Well, the 9.95 start.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It was a 9.875 for Shay, which is weird, but okay.
That's weird. Maybe there's something in the air. I think vault scoring is just so wild because it's so fast. I mean, we talk about this all the time. We talk about it in Elite. We talk about it in NCAA, but...
Video. Emma's family. This is cute.
Okay, it's showing Emma's stuff now. I think I'm just behind. The puppy! Okay.
Wait. And then the video that you actually need to see comes next.
That puppy said gay rights.
Wait. Just wait. Oh my God. They just said so much about trans people. Showing all the flags.
Oh my God. Is there anything I need to see after that's that? The one I refresh. Oh, I'm gonna look at the
one. No, that's the one I knew. That's the one I knew was coming.
I didn't know she identified as bi. Now I'm even more pissed.
I know.
Did you tell her that I would be pissed if I found out she was bi? Oh my god, Dom and the fan.
I know.
Oh my god.
All right, so while we're in a break, we didn't say anything during that video because you were just like sitting there with your hands over your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so lovely to see like talking about bi representation and then how it doesn't exist. And then also just being like, but also like, let's talk about how trans people are like very heavily marginalized as well. And like, see, just seeing that support within the community is really nice. And it's true. It just,
yeah,
I'm happy. So
I know. They're so good.
They're so good. They're so good.
That was so cool.
That video was really, really cool. And obviously very special to the both of us. And I was just expecting them to be like, yeah, we're both bi, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, but also let's talk about trans people. And I was like, oh my God. Which is a message that we really need right now, considering everything that's going around on social media. And let me tell you.
And can I just say, there is a petition for student athletes supporting trans rights, essentially, and saying that NCAA should pull like all competitions from states which pass like anti-trans legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And among the first gymnasts to sign it were both Kali and Emma. Chris, look at Chris Walther. Wait. He's about to dance.
I can't.
Wait.
My stream must be behind.
Yeah. Wait, he's about to dance. They're replaying it. They're replaying it on the stream. They just keep replaying it. They're replaying it. Whoever's running this stream is my hero.
Okay, Mars is up on Mars. It's a good routine.
It's girl.
10. I want a 10. And I want it now.
I don't know if that last handstand was all the way, but girl.
I don't care. Polly, that was scoring.
Good.
I thought that last handstand was fine.
All right. I guess we're going to see Lilia Waller do gymnastics. Kyla's right there.
I mean, I hope she does well.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God, they're so excited in the back. That's so cute. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that one handstand, but her line. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. I'm so glad they put the bi flag on the bars judging table because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I feel seen. That's all I have to say. I feel like they put it there just for me. Okay, that's rude. They're showing her fall in slow motion. What the? Are they showing last year's video?
Yeah.
Kyla!
It's upside down, girl. It's upside down. That's okay. It's upside down. There we go.
I love that video. Oh, there we go. That's very upside down. Oh my god, did you know about this?
What? Oh, no, because mine paused. Hold on, I'll see it in a second.
They're both playing the ukulele and playing
I did know about connection. This. I did know about this. I did.
Message Emma Andres and ask her where she got her shirt.
I did know about this.
Oh my god.
They both have gorgeous voices.
I know. Kali has really good eyebrows. Where's my phone? I need to tweet about Kali's eyebrows.
Oh, they harmonized.
That was so cute. I just need them to stay on track for a 197. Aw. I'm going to tell you, I'm really into San Jose's music. They are changing it
100%
up.
100% same.
This ain't, for lack of a better phrase, this ain't no beep beep. You can't keep that in.
Can I bleep it?
You can tweet it from your personal account.
No, no, no. Can I bleep the maybe first part?
This ain't no beep.
Yeah. And just bleep beep. But keep this entire conversation and bleep beep every time.
Oh my God. Yes. They all know that I don't like beep.
My God,
if you've been listening to the show and you don't know that I don't like beep, then you're like, what? Have you been listening?
Wait, I'm going to copy and paste that beep and use it as the beep. All right, Sakai. I love Sakai's routine so much.
She's so great.
I know. Ooh, hoo, 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 Mars.
Imagine the Leos with the ombre sleeves, but just make them be rainbow ombre with the navy.
Yeah, apparently, so the Leo that UCLA is wearing looks completely different in, like, different lighting.
Oh, okay.
That, like, Nia posted photos of it earlier, and there's, like, all this detail that you, like, can't tell in the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I like how they put Trots like second to last this time.
Yes.
Shay is going to be like
a total star.
Yeah, if she stays healthy, she's going to like break records.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good.
She is.
Mercedes is on beam.
See, look at her beam. Look at her go. I'm in grad school. I'm doing gymnastics. I'm competing every week. I'm amazing. I made that weird wobble look cool.
Oh, they're so happy for her. Her feet were so close to the beam of the dismount.
That is true.
Okay, get into it, girl. Yep, there you go. There you go.
She only just stepped on the floor for me.
I meant her stepping on the floor and like doing that confidently.
Oh, okay.
Because she was not looking solid before that.
Have you noticed they keep putting our flags on the judges' tables? They know.
Yeah. I know. They're like, Blake and Keenan are going to read our to
death. Right.
Okay, there you go.
When will Nia get a 10? I'm glad she, like, finished off her floor fairly strong. You know, like.
Yeah.
Nia got a 9.925. So did Paul. Oh, I like BJ's shirt. This is the time where if you have a plant, you should put a flag instead.
Okay, so that was the end of what we recorded reacting to the Pride meet. It was really great to see. We're so happy for all of UCLA seniors. Since then, we've had Pac-12s, which happened. But regionals and nationals are coming up, so good luck to all 11 of our openly LGBTQ plus athletes who have meets still going this season. We are so glad that we've gotten to cover your meets all season, and we will be covering as much as we can in regionals and nationals, and hopefully we have some folks to cover there. I can't imagine we won't have at least a couple. So if you want to follow us on social media, you can find us on Twitter at HIHO Podcast. Instagram is the same. And from either of those, you will find our link tree, which will take you to our Patreon, our TeePublic store, and all of the ways to listen. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I remember what I needed to say today on the podcast that needs to be recorded. Okay? It's really important. You're not there. Blake, I have something really important to say. Blake, I have something important to say. Blake. Blake! is I've been thinking about how I need to say this all day on the podcast. Because it's true. Like,
you're missing Beam.
I was thinking about this today when I was at Target. Phineas, if you interrupt my statement about rainbow capitalism, I'm going to be really mad.